The fire made that open, by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Kill the excitement and let it burn. It's not the only will hold. Kill the excitement and let it burn.
Welcome to the Plain Side. Jeremy from Kentucky. On Republic Broadcasting Network, please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like you're smashing through a plate of turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, find many ways to donate. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call that debit or credit in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Please remember our book drive. If you contribute $100 or more, you can put yourself in the drawing for one of the books from John Stadtmiller's library. That's going very well, as far as I can tell. Mike, you can send me an update or two if you have any in the chat, or break in there anytime you want to. Doing this drive all the way through January, I believe, and beyond. So please contribute. Keep free speech alive. It's more important now than ever. This is your Monday night broadcast, taking your calls live on your Monday night drive, 512-248-8252. Just going to do a quick rundown of the news. And top of the list, Thanksgiving, Kanye West and Nick Fuentes met with Donald Trump. Now, this is major. For a voice like Fuentes, if you're not familiar, he has a network called Cozy TV. I believe it's spelled C-O-Z-I, Cozy TV. He has several podcasters on there. Ryan Dawson is on there. Several others, Beardly Beardson. And Anglin has made an appearance on some of these before. You've got the, you've got the Killstream Live. You've got that podcast. A lot of good stuff on there. It reaches out to mostly the younger people. But for Fuentes, who is, I believe, in his mid-20s, 24 or 25, outspoken against Jewish power, has openly denied the Holocaust, also known as misogynistic and homophobic, according to the press. So he's our guy. And he and Ye apparently were able to give Donald Trump a very honest critique of not only Trump's fall in the last 7 years from where he campaigned back in 2015 and 2016, but also his failure to stand behind the January 6th protesters. And they also critiqued his latest speech announcing his run. So I guess Ye has offered Trump a chance to run with him, I guess, as vice president. And Trump, of course, had probably, I would say, nothing bad to say about either one of them. He actually praised Fuentes for being so young and articulate and very well-read. And, of course, the media is absolutely flipping out over this. This is, if you're not familiar with Fuentes, he's basically a younger version of David Duke. If you go back and you look at David Duke's speeches when he was in his 20s and a lot of the appearances he did on media back when he was actually an active member in the Klan, you know, David Duke was very well-spoken, presented himself very well, clean-cut, neat, wore suits. And this is, Fuentes is basically a younger version of that. And the jury is still out, you know, as to whether Fuentes will accomplish what Dr. David Duke has accomplished, but he's well on his way. And this is a major breakthrough in Fuentes' career, as well as opening up the conversation to things that Trump already knows. But now he was actually critiqued about it at a formal dinner at Mar-a-Lago between the three, just wanted to cover this Stormer article about how the media in general and specific Jews around Trump are flipping out. From Fox News, Trump's former U.S. ambassador to Israel blasts Trump's meeting with Ye and Nick Fuentes, saying, "You are better than this," quote unquote. Allegedly, Trump's inner circle of Jews are also losing it. Mike Sington, the Trump world is full-on nuclear meltdown over Trump's dinner with white supremacist Nick Fuentes and anti-Semitism spouting entertainer Kanye West, according to leaks from Trump's inner circle. One figure told NBC News, quote, "This is an effing nightmare," unquote. Andrew England writes, "It's so unfortunate that Trump's strategy of dealing with the Jewish issue was to cozy up to the Israelites. The Israelis are still Jews, and they will always ally with anal communism Jews against any goy. What you have to have is a Christians-only policy, and that's the only way to go. The Jews are flipping out because they already went all in calling Trump a racist Nazi, and now there's no way to escalate the rhetoric against him for meeting with Nick Fuentes. If you unload completely and call someone all the worst things that you can call them, then you end up with this kind of wolf crier situation where saying racist Nazi just doesn't have any meaning." And I wholeheartedly agree. Like, where can they go from here? So the normies that hear this, normie Trump supporters, normie conservatives, who probably don't even know who Nick Fuentes is, they're just going to say, "Oh, well, they're just calling Trump a Nazi and a racist again. What's new?" And then some of them are probably going to take a look into Nick's work. So it's going to get him a lot greater exposure than what he's already had. If you remember, Fuentes and Alex Jones were two of the leading figures in the alternative media in calling out the election hoax and staging major protests at January 6th. So again, this is major, and it's very rich calling Fuentes a white supremacist when he is teaming up with Kanye West, a black ex-rapper. And I suppose West still does rap, he just tries to do it with a Christian tinge. At any rate, we've been covering this now for 5 weeks, going on six, and it just keeps escalating and getting even better and better. From Max Berger on Twitter, "All snark and sarcasm aside, I really hope journalists in the Democratic Party treat Trump's meeting with Nick Fuentes as the scandal that it is. This guy has made openly genocidal, authoritarian statements about the Jews within the past few weeks. It's horrifying." From Rob Reiner, "Nick Fuentes is an unabashed anti-Semitic Holocaust denier. Trump invited him over for dinner, enough said." From Adam Kinzinger, "This is getting common, and Trump hangs with the David Duke of weak soft boys of today, Nick Fuentes. Ironically, these loud incels are soft, weak, and scared little boys." That's really the only criticism they can have of Nick, because he is not married yet, and he has a very, very sharp critique of the modern female as well as the homo fag agenda. So that's my comments there. And we'll have a clip to that effect, but I just wanted to read through some more of these tweets on how everyone is flipping out. Daniel Goldman, "To all those who profess to condemn anti-Semitism among our leaders but are quiet when Holocaust denier white supremacist Nick Fuentes and avowed anti-Semite Kanye West, when they're welcomed to dinner by Trump, your silence is deafening. Speak out now by name, or don't speak at all." There's many, many other tweets here, but I wanted to get to this one particular tweet from the USA Singers, stating, "This is Nick Fuentes. This is who Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene hang out with. He wants homosexuality and women voting to be outlawed. He's a rising star in the GOP. This racist, misogynistic, homophobic, fascist bigot is what we're up against." And they include this clip from Fuentes on Twitter. They take clips out of his show to try to make him look bad, but kind of making the guy look pretty good in my book. I'll let you decide. Mike, if you have that ready, let's roll that clip. It's about 2 minutes. Nick Fuentes.
We have got to talk about the fundamentals of our worldview and what it would look like to build a society based on our distinct worldview, which is different from the left, different from a godless, atheist, constructivist, liberal worldview. And what does that look like? Does that look like a society where you have gay marriage and birth control and contraceptives and legal, ubiquitous internet pornography and all the rest, but transgender kids aren't playing in girls' water polo? No. That's not what it looks like. It looks like a society where women don't have the right to vote. And it looks like a society where boys and girls get married as teenagers and start having kids, and they don't use birth control, and they don't use contraceptives, and they have big families and a high birth rate. And it looks like women wearing veils at church. And it looks like women not being in the workforce. And it looks like mothers raising their kids. And it looks like pornography being banned. And homosexuality and transsexuality, as well as heterosexual sodomy, as well as fornication and adultery, being shamed by the society, and maybe in some places, in some jurisdictions, regulated by the law. It's not enough to say we're against trannies, you gotta be against women's rights too. It's not enough to be against blue-haired feminism, you gotta be against women getting educated. Okay? Or else, what are we really trying to achieve here? 1999? 1999 sucked too. We want to go back to 1099. We want to go back to the Middle Ages. So we're burning your gay pride flag. We're burning your gay pride float. And then we're going to drag your bitch wife out of her house, kicking and screaming. And then we're going to burn her at the stake, too, for being a witch.
Nick Fuentes, ladies and gentlemen, obviously some hyperbole there. But the basic message is a return to traditional Christian society that we actually enjoyed in the 1950s. So in trying to make Nick look bad, the media just taking pieces of clips of his presentation out and playing them like this is actually going to appeal to people who have had their fill of this neoliberal capitalist agenda, this homo child tranny nonsense that's been crammed down our throats. And yeah, he was a bit tough on the females there. But you got to admit, historically, you go back to the beginning of the end of our society was, you know, allowing, you know, the uneducated females to vote. And I get it. There's a lot of great females today, a lot of you callers and listeners. And, you know, I even have our Italian co-host on Thursday nights on occasion with William Lapella. And she's very sharp, and I appreciate her commentary. So, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. But sometimes you got to use, I mean, that's the hyperbole, the over-the-top lingo that is appealing to Generation Z, because you're going to get one of two reactions from Z. That generation is either going full tranny communist, full homo globo, or they're fed up with this, and they're ready for someone to lead them and to push back against this degenerate society. So that's who met with Trump, and you're familiar with Kanye West's statements. I'm sure we've been covering it. So I want to save the majority of this take, of my whole take on the 2024 run and yay, Fuentes and Trump. I want to save a lot of it for Patrick tomorrow night, because he's going to want to delve into it. But I just wanted to sort of cover that in my rundown of the news tonight. Before we go on to more news in the break, let's take our first caller. We got Joshua in New York. Welcome to the show.
Right. You know Tim Pool, right?
Tim Pool. Yep.
Yeah. So there's a video just, I think, today or something, I guess today, of him and Kanye. You go on BitChute, BitChute.com, and it's on there, news, politics, go to all, and then you see it. It's like a five-minute video, and it's him and Kanye and another two people, and Nick Fuentes talking, and they bring up the Holocaust stuff, and then Tim just wants to bring up his opinion about what he thinks going on with all that and what's happened, and then Kanye just walks off. So, like, Kanye kind of just ruined his whole chance of whatever he was going to try to do, and he's also trying to act like he's the only American that's at all involved with understanding what's going on with child Hollywood sex trafficking and trafficking, you know, target individual stuff and all this stuff. So he's like really going off a Kanye grandiose style, like, I'm the only one doing anything. Like, they're not. Like, that's a fact. There's way more people before you, dude. So, but anyways, other than that, Nick Fuentes seems to be doing pretty good, though. I heard different, though, so I don't know when it comes to Nick Fuentes and Trump. Who knows? But, yeah, right there, that right there. And you are right. The guy's a young kid. He's, like, what, 24 or something? So people got to give the guy a chance. Even if he's wrong right now, he might have things misunderstood, like everyone does. There's people that are 70 years old that think stupidly about life, that they think they know life and they still don't know anything about life. Like, so I don't want to hear this about people. People need to grow up about everything. The world's at stake. So let's, like, you know, not be retarded anymore. Let's be mature about it. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying people in general need to be obviously wake up. So
we got grandkids listening, so we got to curtail the language a little bit. Other than that,
the world's on fire or whatever, and, like, you know, like, who cares? I understand, dude. Like, try to keep it classy, but at the same time, like, we need to not be caring about little things like that right now. That's part of my point. Like, we need to, like, be focused on what's really important, like, really, really important. So,
Yeah, I was going to say, to your comment about Kanye West, yeah, there are many other people that have went before him. The thing about Kanye is that he has a huge platform, especially as a former
billionaire. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He ruined himself. Go watch the video of Tim Pool. It's over. Tim Pool is somebody who anyone who's in the truth movement, anyone who's been looking seriously, researching stuff, you're going to take Tim Pool as serious. And when Kanye did what he just did, it's over for him. First off, right there, Kanye's how old? 40-something years old, right? And he walked off like a child. We're talking about real stuff that you need to sit down and talk to people about. And you're not going to be taken seriously as a world leader. It's over for him.
I'm going to get into this a little more with Patrick about, you know, I don't think that Kanye will win the presidency. I don't think we're going to have an honest election. But here's the thing about Kanye. Here's the thing. Kanye appeals to people because of that ghetto, like, black man attitude. He's kind of like the ghetto black version of Trump. And while that may seem illogical to us, hey, you should have gave Tim Pool a chance, like, people eat that up. And that's part of why he's, you know, why what he says is hitting a lot of people right now, especially the black community.
Anyone who's followed Kanye, right, has put themselves in a really bad spot in life, guaranteed. Meaning all of his little follower minion people have all f***ed themselves over by following him. He's a grifter. He's a giant grifter. That's what he is. He's not stupid or anything. It's not like he's got no talents or skills. But at the end of the day, he's grifted. Unless there's something else going on that I'm not seeing, I'm seeing everything. So, I don't know. Maybe Kanye's got a bigger role than I might realize. He's an ENTP type personality, which is one of the most intelligent type. Mine's the only one that's top tier above his, other than maybe the INTJ. But the point is that he's intelligent, whatever, but he just fucked up there, and there's no way he's coming back from that. So go watch that video with Tim Pool, I suggest everybody. I guess it's earlier today or whatever. And Tim Pool, like I said, if you're going to be taken serious about this truth stuff, Tim Pool, he's still shillish, but you're going to take him serious about his stuff, his analysis, and that. And the way that he just did with that, it's over for him. I know what I'm talking about. There's no talking about it. Kanye's done. If he's serious about life and about what he's really doing, being president is not going to matter. It doesn't matter to him. He should keep doing what he's doing.
Listen, Joshua, hey, look, even if Kanye does, like, step off the stage right now, he has opened up a discussion that no one else has been able to open up since David Duke 30 years ago.
So what? That's all he did then. That's all he was there for. Open the door.
But hey,
That's awesome. That's all he is. We're not hyping him up from anything else. So I'll talk to you
later. I want you to express yourself. Hang on, listen. I want you to express yourself on my show, but you got to curtail the language. Mike's going to kick you off, man. I mean, we've got to keep it clean for the grandkids, all right? I mean, but I want you to express your opinion, and I appreciate your call. Just keep it clean next time, my guy. Hey, we're up on the break right now, and more news and calls here on the other side on In Plain Sight. Get into some Russia stuff.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay, you guys still there?
All right, I'm on air with you. Yeah, you. I don't know what's going on. Keep going on hold. Uh-oh, it's on hold again. All right. Stand by, everybody. We'll get Jeremy back here in a second. All right, you're there now. Sorry, you kept going on hold on me. We're on the air.
All right. Okay, I'm back. Jeremy from Plainsight on your Monday night broadcast. So, yeah, we had a new caller dropping some F-bombs. And I want you guys to call in and feel free to disagree with me, push back, express yourself. But people's grandkids are listening. We hold a standard here at the network. All of you regular callers know it. And look, Mike's just going to cut you off and dump your call if you get on here and start dropping the bombs, all right? You know what's acceptable on the show and what to say. That having been said, I appreciate Joshua's different point of view on Kanye. like I said, you know, the man, whether you, no matter what you think of Kanye, he has opened up the conversation on a global scale, on Jewish power. And he has openly reprimanded Trump in his own Mar-a-Lago estate, you know, reprimand, critique, let's put it like that. I don't think he reprimanded him. He critiqued him, and brought Nick Fuentes, which is the 21st century, David Duke, it looks like. Jury's still out. I don't want to give Nick the credit that I would give David, because Dr. Duke is highly respected and has made an entire life out of this. And Nick fizzle out next week. You know, we don't know, but it looks like he's well on his way to being as outspoken. So, that's major. That's major. And if they do nothing else after that, they've accomplished a lot. And I mean a lot, especially with the younger generation. So, again, I want to reserve a lot of this convo for tomorrow night with the Patrick and Jeremy show, and delve into this 2024 and how we think it's going to play out with Wes, Fuentes, and Trump. So, that having been said, let's get on to other news. Again, call in if you want to weigh in, because I'm just doing a quick run through of the news. 512-248-8252. So, speaking of banning homos and getting back to traditional Christian civilization, Russia is to ban foreigners from adopting for same-sex adoption by couples. From RT, the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament, will soon ban foreigners from paying Russian women to become surrogate mothers. This according to Speaker Volodin. A bill on the matter will be passed in early December. Quote, the sale of children is unacceptable, according to Volodin on his Telegram channel. Over the past few years, 45,000 toddlers born by surrogate mothers have been moved overseas. It is a major illegal business venture with an estimated turnover of more than $2.4 billion. Volodin stated that such babies oftentimes end up in very dangerous situations. They become victims of crime, including illegal organ trade. And they get adopted by same-sex couples. I like this dude, this Volodin. I could hang out with this guy and have some vodka martinis. Yes, I would switch from gin to vodka martinis if I was going to hang out with a cool Russian like this. Because he is actually comparing people who adopt babies to harvest organs. He's comparing that to same-sex couples who adopt babies. And truly, both are devastating to these children's lives. Both physically, emotionally, and every other way you can think of. So back here to the article, which I have gleaned from the Stormer. He's included a lot of different tweets. You got Russia and Canada. The new legislation prohibits same-sex sexual relations or preferences, as well as pedophilia and information encouraging gender reassignment surgery. All of that's in the legislation, along with not being able to for people in the West to hire surrogate mothers, right? Point three, Canada and a range of other states supporters of the neoliberal agenda are deliberately distorting the reality by conflating the concepts of individual sexual preferences and universal human rights. And indeed, they have done all of that under the 14th Amendment. You know, that's where they stick all of this under, whether it be trannies or homo marriage. It's all under the 14th Amendment. It's all civil rights. Hey, we're up on the break. We'll be back on the other side with a little more dissection of this article. More news and your calls on InfoInside. There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, Another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Memory, your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the fears, just like a summer song. And stay there forever.
Welcome back to the show, your Monday Night Broadcast from One Side. Jeremy, your host, and discovered the Russia's ban on hiring out surrogate mothers for the purpose of adoption of organ harvesters and same-sex couples. Based. Coming up to the call screen, we got Vinny in Indiana and also Paul in California coming up. Let's go right to the calls and get our callers' take on this. Vinny, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Jeremy. Hey, I looked at some of the response to the Fuentes meeting with Trump, and you know, I'm not crazy about Milo being involved because he's a grifter. I mean, he's a fraud, and I watched Viva Free, and I know that guy's Jewish, but his friend Robert Barnes. They do a pretty good coverage of legal issues, and Robert Barnes just mentioned, he goes, you know, his opinion of Milo is that he's a total grifter, totally untrustworthy. But at the same time, you know, if all we're going to do is a repeat of the first Trump presidency, is not going to work. At some point, if this does nothing but force Trump to break with, you know, I'm going to be the ultimate Jewish candidate again, and I'm going to compete against DeSantis about who can out-please the Jews. You know, that's not going to get us anywhere. Where I think Ye could, you know, Ye is not going to win the presidency, but what a guy can do with that is he can push certain issues. I've said this before, and Paul's coming up after me, but an issue I just lost a cousin, 53 years old, died in his sleep the day before his 51st birthday. There's going to be so many of these coming up. We just saw the Stu Peters documentary, Died Suddenly. It's getting a lot of attention. If Ye would push a constitutional amendment that you cannot push these vaccines, you can, you know, I read the Forrest Moretti statement of he was pushing a constitutional amendment for a vaccine. In American history, third parties are usually either a personality cult like Teddy Roosevelt with a bull moose, or it's a single issue, you know, push populist issue. If, you know, you just had Ice Cube, the rapper, saying, I'm not making any movies because I'm not taking any shots and I'm not going to force people in my production company to take shots. You could get black men who are pissed off to be at the forefront of it. And that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so I agree with you. Like, I don't think that either Trump or Kanye are going to get behind the you know, the levers of power. Trump would have the best chance of getting it, but we're not going to have honest elections on the federal level. We're never going to have honest elections as long as these states do mail-in voting. So I'm not even looking at that. I'm looking at the campaign. The campaign is going to be a great big old basket of LOLs for me. Number one, it's going to be entertainment. Number two, it's going to force conversations, you know, with the populace on Jewish power and on Trump's failures. And that was major, you know, and I don't know that they called him out on the vax. I wish that they did. I hope that they did. But that should be the next thing. You know, Ye should call Trump out on pushing the deadly vax. And so that's what I'm looking for, is the campaign and what kind of conversation that's going to spur and how that's going to slide the Overton window. That's purely what I'm looking at. And if, you know, Nick Fuentes is completely, as you heard in the clip, you know, he is not feminist. He is against feminism and homosexuality. And so if Milo is thinking he's going to get involved, they'll push him out real quick. That's my prediction. But again, I'm looking at a stellar campaign that's going to cause a lot of controversy and make people talk. That's my take on it.
Yeah, they played a clip of Nick Fuentes doing the kind of over-the-top Gen Z satire that appeals to those kids because, who's the comedian? Sam Hyde says, you know, you have to gauge your message for kids who spend a year in school, 3 months of Black history, 6 months of Holocaust education. That's the only thing they hear. They don't hear anything about U.S. history. So they come out of it with, you know, anything that could be disruptive of that, it appeals to them. So, you know, the first time I listened to Nick Fuentes or Andrew Engel, I didn't get it because it wasn't for me. I had to kind of get in the mindset of where they were coming from. So, you know, the fact that they throw that out there, I don't really have a problem with that because it'll register to the kids of that generation.
And I'll leave you with this. The fact that Ye was able to bring Fuentes in to and have a critique of Trump at dinner at Mar-a-Lago, that, you know, that's major. And now it's in the open. I think Trump has known the shot the whole time. He knew about Jewish power. How could he not? But now it's official. He's officially been called out. He officially has been put on notice, and his supporters are going to see that. And there's going to be some supporters that support him no matter what, but it's going to cause a big division in the MAGA crowd. And, yeah. Division is good at this point. Division is what I want. I want conversation. I want division. I don't want the same old crap that we got in 16 and 2020.
Absolutely. And a anti-vaccine amendment to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Article of Bill of Rights, would be a populist game changer. It could upset this faking elections because if 70% of the population doesn't want it, I don't care if the Republicans or Democrats win, it'll screw up and it'll make it that much harder to commit the voter fraud.
Yeah, that's true. And no matter what amendments you have, I mean, it's going to be up to the states. States have exercised tremendous amounts of autonomy thanks to the overturn of Roe versus Wade. That's monumental. No matter what you think of abortion personally, that precedent gave states a lot of autonomy. And there's a lot of states that aren't enforcing the vax. Kentucky is not forcing the vax on children. It's legislature. It's written down. So a lot of states hopefully are following suit.
Thanks for taking my call, and it'd be great if you could mention some of the stuff to Flattery Nick tomorrow night. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. Thanks a lot, Vinny. Up next, co-host on Richard Carey's show on Tuesdays, Paul in California. Welcome, Paul.
Good evening, Jeremy. So it's not that you are not making some interesting points. You are. It probably won't surprise you that I don't take this seriously at all. I think it's just more theater. I think the more play it gets and the further along this thing with Kanye, you know, maybe even running or advising Trump, the more that gets pushed, the more evidence of theater, in my opinion. You know, I kind of look at things in a way of, you know, what is the nature of our world, right? I'm reminded of some great, I kind of have this little, you know, what I call data bank in my mind sometimes of movie quotes and movie scenes. And there's, I'm reminded of a great scene in Silence of the Lambs where, you know, Anthony Hopkins is, you know, playing this character, and he's trying to teach or to school Jodie Foster, and he, you know, to get her to think, okay, so what is it, you know, of itself that you're looking at? In other words, what is the nature of what it is you're seeking, and what should you ask? And, you know, these people have complete control of nearly every aspect of our lives, and we are just talking about it all the time. And sure, you can avoid it, and you, in many cases, depends on your state and your living situation and so forth, you have to make greater or lesser efforts to avoid this awful construct that's been imposed upon society. And Vinny, I do respect what you say and your opinions, and you sound like you're educated, but I responded to Vinny on another show when I said there's no constitutional amendment going to, you know, do anything for us. It's not going to help us. The nature of who we're looking at, this determined enemy, they don't care about any piece of paper anywhere. And constitutional amendment prohibiting mandated vaccines won't matter because, as you know, millions of people will line up to get it, including young parents who take their children to get it. This has already happened, and it will continue to happen. Where I'm living now in this Bay Area in California is just a little cesspool of insanity. I've seen an uptick in mask wearing, and I didn't even know why. Now I'm given to understand that California now has re-recommended mask wearing again. And because I've noticed it the last few days when I went out to stores and stuff, it's more and more. Now, it's still the same quote-unquote demographic, if we can use that word. It's like a lot of women, a lot of foreigners, and a lot of older white people. They're donning the mask again to go to stores and so on. So the brainwashing construct goes on. They're not going to stop pushing the death jab. We could be sure that's what it is. It's an ongoing sterilization, illness, and death agenda they have in mind for our society, death to our society, death for our race. And, you know, there ain't no Kanye or anybody else. Nick Fuentes, I don't know that much about. I've read critiques about him from Renegade Tribune. I'm sure you know Renegade Tribune exists, and I don't use them as my barometer for everything. But this Nick Fuentes is not pleasing to me at all in terms of the look, the sound, and the vibe, the feel. I do not trust him at all. Okay, I'm out of breath a little bit. The last thing I'll say is good of you to bring up this thing about adopting children out of Russia. Basically, it's purchasing children. That's what it is. And it goes back to my earlier point. What kind of sick world, not just country, but what kind of sick world do we live in where people can just go somewhere like Russia and buy a kid? Okay, and if you saw that, I recommended that little documentary to you, The Boy with the Henna Tattoo. It fits perfectly with what you just mentioned earlier today or tonight.
Yeah, it's easy to be black-pilled on this stuff. And no, there's not a piece of paper constitutional amendment. There's nothing that's going to stop it. And at the risk of Fed posting, we'll risk that for a moment. There's two things. To stop the implementation of the vax, workers are going to have to be willing to strike, like the railroad workers are striking. If your company is implementing a vax, you need to have thousands of workers being willing to walk off and cripple the company. One. Two, what's going to stop these FBI raids? Because the Constitution didn't save that Catholic preacher in Crossville, Tennessee. The FBI got a federal judge to issue a warrant, and they drug him out of his house in front of his children because he protested in front of an abortion clinic. And no Constitution, no amendment, nothing. The Second Amendment didn't help. The only thing that's going to help that situation is if the local sheriff under a militia is willing to show up and point guns at the FBI and tell them to get off of the property. Or even worse, you know, fire erupts. Until that starts happening in counties all over the U.S., the FBI raids are not going to stop. So those are two things. I mean, there is going to have to eventually be action to stop these things. And I say that, you know, in the most, trying to say it in the most non-Fed posty way, but there's no really good way to say it. But again, I will hold my position that Ye and Fuentes at least are causing a conversation to happen. And talking about Jewish power is one of the first steps. Now, there's going to be other steps later, but I think that's what people are ready for now. I'll hold to that, and I appreciate your critique, though.
Right. Well, just think of it this way. And again, this is how I think. All right. So the fact that you're seeing it, that you're hearing about it, that you're talking about it, it just means that's probably what they want. I mean, I don't think they have complete and total control of all the dialogue everywhere. However, I think they've shown the ability to shut people down and turn people, you know, away or turn them off their forums. And it's like, okay, how do they know that Nick Fuentes and Kanye met with Trump? Right. I mean, I'm asking all these questions. Okay, sure. Okay, you can just answer me quickly. Say, oh no, Nick Fuentes posted about it, or Kanye posted about it, or Trump. I mean, I don't really know. But here's again, I just go back to my position, and you know, I've mentioned this before. When you have a very determined group, essentially, what historically has been, they've been, how should I say, described as an alien enemy. They have control of the money, the media, the education, the medical establishment, all the propaganda. And I see, like, earlier today, I saw these two white moms that live on my block. And, you know, they got the cutest little kids, like first or second graders, and they're wearing masks again. And they used to do it. They haven't done it for a while. And all of a sudden, their little kids are wearing masks again, walking up the street. Nothing's changed, but now they're wearing masks again. And, you know, I don't even say anything to him anymore. I said multiple times in the past, I said, what are you doing? Please take those masks off those kids. You know, this is crazy. I mean, I've said it audibly to them before. The one, you know, she knows me from before when I talked to her about the whole virus scam. And, you know, they're full-on believers. And they, you know, they're not going to listen to me. It's just the way that it is. They're going to listen to what I said is the evil construct under which we're all operating. And regarding what you just said as the example, you're exactly correct. It's the way it's going to have to go down. And I'll leave you with this. Earlier today, I don't know if it was on RBN or Revolution, I was doing a little bit of listening. I haven't been listening that much the last few weeks. I just lost a little bit of interest. Anyway, somebody was talking about Dan Bongino posted a video with commentary, and essentially that it showed one drunken guy getting up to dance, and he was, you know, having a great time, and people were just watching. Then all of a sudden, the second person got up and started to dance with him. And then after a little bit, a whole bunch of people from the crowd got up, and they all started celebrating, having a good time. And, you know, the implication was brought out that was nicely done, quite clear, was that we need that second person. We need that second person, and then once that happens, then more will join. But right now, I think too many of us are out there on our own, and that's how it's probably going to happen with what you described earlier.
All right, well, appreciate the call, Paul. Always appreciate your critique.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot. Great night. got Dave in Nevada coming up next, and then Kathleen after Dave. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I just had a couple of observations about this. I've been following the kind of a basketball fan. I'm a fan of. I'm actually a fan of Kyrie Irving. I think he's an amazing basketball player.
Hey, Dave, you're breaking. You were breaking up. Yeah, you were breaking up a little bit. Go ahead. You might have a bad connection. Try it again.
Okay. Yeah, so I follow Kyrie Irving a little bit more because I've watched the NBA, and I think Kyrie Irving is an amazing point guard. He's one of the best players of all time. Are we still breaking up?
I think I got you. Keep going, Kyrie Irving.
Okay, so what's interesting, and I kind of saw this coming because I kind of been following this story for a little while with what's going on in the black community. Kyrie Irving uses the word elders. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Yeah.
Do you know what he means by elders?
It's something that has to do with his like black Hebrew Israelite heritage that he thinks he has.
I believe his elders are, his elder is Louis Farrakhan. That's what I believe his elder is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because Louis Farrakhan refers to Kyrie as his brother. And I do not, and this is a speculation on my part. I can't make a direct connection. However, I don't believe that Kyrie Irving would ever openly admit that he is under the wing of Louis Farrakhan, because I think that would be too inflammatory and controversial. Because Louis Farrakhan has always been very, very outspoken about the Jews. Very outspoken. He's not even subtle about it. And so I also believe that Kanye may be associated with Louis Farrakhan too. And the reason why I say that is because I think Louis Farrakhan is actually he's actually the head of the entire black community in the United States. Because the Nation of Islam, I believe, is the United States. That's what they mean by Nation of Islam. It's the black community within the United States. And I believe that the head of the black pyramid is Louis Farrakhan. He's a 33rd degree Freemason. That's pretty well known. And people might be talking about the Jews a little bit more, but no one's talking about Freemasonry. And I believe this is one of the biggest mistakes that this is one of the biggest omissions in what I hear to be like the dialogue in the whole patriot community. Very, very rarely is Freemasonry even mentioned.
Let me respond to that real quick, and then we got to move on to James in Vancouver. I accidentally skipped James. But yeah, I think Freemasonry was big about 240 years ago with the founding fathers, and I don't think it's really relevant now. And I did a show with William Repellum and Dennis Wise, where Dennis Wise did a whole show on the influence of Freemasonry versus the Catholic Church in pre-World War II, 20th century America and Europe. And obviously there was something there in the past. I don't think today Freemasonry is a powerful entity. I think it's pretty much just a country club that you know, people belong to. I don't think they're movers and shakers, but Jewish power definitely is real. You know, you got Anthony Blinken, Victoria Nuland, you know, Merrick Garland, you know, all in Biden's administration that are, you know, pushing the most harsh stuff and degeneracy and pro-war on this country. So I think that's where the power lies. Hey, I do got to move on because we're running out of time, and I want to get James on here. Appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go into James from Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Kanye is getting traction. I knew he would because blood is thicker than water, and black people, they don't want to be pushed around like they've been pushed around, and now they're networking over the last, say, couple decades, you see. And they are discovering their own power. And when you look at, I look at this Tim Pool guy, and they say people also searched for Ben Shapiro, Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, Michael Malice, Paul Joseph Watson, the list goes on, to down to Alex Jones. All these guys, to me, are, what do you call it, some form of Mockingbird media, Operation Mockingbird. So they're all financed by people in the shadows.
Right.
But now when you have Kanye West, you know, going to Mar-a-Lago, talking to Trump, well, that's a symbol of something, you see. So a meeting of the minds. So I think you're going to see more happening in the future.
Yeah, and it is interesting that Ye, who appears to be a black Hebrew persuasion, he thinks he's black Israelite, and then is, well, you know, pretty much aligned with Louis Farrakhan, and both of their, what they have in common is their critique of Jewish people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Have you heard of the Falange?
The Falange. No. We're at the end of the show. Give me a quick.
Black Jews from Ethiopia. That's the Falange.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He has a point. All righty. I'll let you go.
Thanks for the call, James. Appreciate all the calls and the input tonight. Back tomorrow night with the dynamic duo to analyze the 2024 campaign here on In Plain Sight.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.